from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Does this scare you?
He's bumping his head to it.
He likes it. He's been very pro pit for the look at the just the pain that
I'm just I'm a fight song aficionado. I'm a college band
aficionado. Have you played the college football game yet?
No, we did want to talk about
we
that.
Do.
My 7-year-old is obsessed with it.
Have you played it?
No, I just watched it.
Do you ever, I haven't played it. Do you play video games?
No.
Did you?
Will I put our whole playbook from Pitt into, into Madden.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's
totally right. Nerded out on that.
Holy, how long did that take?
A summer.
A summer, a whole summer.
And then they came out with a new game, and it didn't load over.
Would you do, like, the install period? Like, you put in, like, 15 plays, and you go and practice.
I did a lot. I didn't play many games. I just played the practice mode.
Oh, my gosh.
And just rep it, like, and I picked the coverage that it was going against, like, certain passes were going against, so I got a feel for it.
Doran, you know my wife. I mean, she wears, and you heard my scream earlier on in the show, the pants in my family. It's not even close. If I want to spend money on anything, I got to sign it off with her. Having boys like you guys do is a total cheat code.
Yes.
Because if I had boys that were of age and interested in NCAA 25, I'm sure my wife would sign off on buying the game system and then the subsequent game for them.
Mm-hmm.
But when I brought it up to her the other day, I was like, look, I mean, it'd be great. She goes, no.
Do you blame her? Like, this is what you're. It's just like, honey, I'm gonna go buy a, like a
lawnmower.
I'm gonna buy a Traeger, or I'm gonna buy a big green egg, that would benefit both of us. This is going to benefit you, and be to her detriment.
Yes.
You have an infant.
Yeah.
Your baby is, very needy.
Yes.
Right. And you're down there screaming at the television. Because Iowa State just returned a kick for a touchdown against West Virginia. And she's upstairs hearing that.
Right.
While you're downstairs. I think it's a practical position to take.
I agree with that because part and parcel with my playing of the game would be I'm going to have nicotine. I'm going to buy snacks. I'm going to be drinking beers. And I'm going to be up until like 4 in the morning.
Right.
So I do get it. That's why.
Adam, can you... Can you change? No!
No. No, it's a fourth
third
quarter.
Down.
It's a fourth quarter.
It's third and six.
I would totally be the guy, too, where as it transitions to the fourth quarter, I would walk up into my kitchen upstairs with four fingers up. What are you doing? Fourth quarter, babe.
Fourth quarter.
I need to get myself some peanut butter fingers.
Meanwhile, the other day, Jace asked me, he's like, Dad, can we get the new NCAA game? I'm like, you know what? Yes, we can.
Buy the bundle. Buy the MVP bundle.
Oh, yeah?
You get Madden early, too, in August.
I'm going to do that.
That's what I did.
It is a luxury.
I think I had a gift card. So I think I ended up paying, I don't know, $75 for two games.
That's nice.
Oh, that's well played.
That's nice.
And he got it early. Although, these kids, he goes, Dad, the AI is too good in that game.
In the NCAA game?
I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what does that mean? He's like, it's hard. Like, the AI is better. Like, I'm like, dude, you're 7. You know what AI is? I'm like, I want nothing to do with AI.
Meanwhile, defense is tough in that game.
It is.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to get frustrated. See, like now that
he gets frustrated.
I'm going to get so frustrated.
Yeah. I was so proud that I walked down there the other day. He's like, it's Pitt Syracuse. I'm like, that's my boy.
Let's go. 76-62.
Everyone else is playing, Bama, Georgia. You're playing Pitt Syracuse.
Pitt Syracuse.
Was it listed as a rivalry game, Pitt Syracuse?
Every year since 1955. The opener is West Virginia.
Let's go. I love it when it pops up. It's like rivalry game. It's like, I didn't know. Oh, West Virginia, Syracuse, a battle for the Schwarzwalder Trophy. Let's get it on. Hey, baby, I'm playing for the Schwarzwalder Trophy. Don't disturb me for the next 3 hours. Will your sons beat you, Doran?
Eventually, because they'll play more.
Yeah.
I'll play every once in a while whenever they catch me on a good day and I'm, like, not tired.
Yeah.
And I'll go down and play, and I know that they're going to be playing for hours.
Yeah.
Like, they're probably.
Does Rochelle play?
No. No. She'll play, like, Mario Kart and stuff.
I bet you she'd sit there and watch while you guys play and have a good laugh in the corner.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For sure.
And then yell at me because I'd probably run the score up. Like, mm-hmm. Usually, like, when we play MLB The Show, like, I'll beat them, like, 19-2.
You gotta send a message.
Kids are crying.
No, he's all crying. I'm laughing. I'm screaming.
That
all in their face.
That is not fair.
I'm not a guy.
Scary random women.
Doran, you haven't played me in that yet.
Are you a gamer, Crowley? Callis?
He's a huge gamer.
I am a huge gamer, yes. Are you? What's your favorite game?
Of all time or sports game?
Of all time.
SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom. Hands down.
Ah, oh, Patrick.
Squidward.
It's a great game, though. Great game.
I must have missed that.
I don't think that was. I'm not even aware that that's a game.
Yeah, I missed the war in SpongeBob. All these years watching SpongeBob, I didn't remember the war that they had.
They fight robots.
Oh, okay. Sure. As you would.
Yeah. So it's a great game. It's got a speedrunning community, too. It's pretty. It's one of the best games. Regarded as one of the best SpongeBob games and one of the best video games from the 2000s.
I was a big Ocarina of Time guy.
What's that?
Zelda.
Oh.
Back on N64.
That's too much for me. That's too much.
You guys play Oregon Trail?
Back in the day.
You know one of my favorite games? Metal Gear Solid?
I do remember Metal Gear Solid. Yeah.
Great game.
I play Call of Duty all the time.
I never played Call of Duty.
I play that all the time.
Still.
Yep.
GoldenEye.
N64. Those were the glory days.
I've heard that's a good one. I haven't played it.
Yes. I sat there on Facebook, and it like there's like this thing I follow, and it shows like old games from whenever we were growing up. And I watched literally for 20 minutes somebody playing Game Day 98 on PlayStation. And I was just sitting there like, I can't believe that I was 10 years old and thinking that these were the best graphics I've ever seen.
Right?
Because they looked horrible.
Yes.
I can't believe it. Like, that's why I bring myself back. I'm like, I can't believe that I thought that this was like, oh my gosh.
Peak nostalgia, man.
Yes.
Well, early Madden, like 2001, where was it McNair on the cover or was it Eddie George? One of the Titans was on the cover. And back then, I mean, that was everything. And there'd be guys glitching in the hole, and it was not realistic at all.
NFL Blitz. What was the basketball game? It was like, he's on fire. He's
NBA Jam.
NBA Jam.
Yep. That was a good
one. I love
that
game. I've played that before.
NHL hits. You hit like two shots in a row, you're on fire, then you don't miss. Right. Like, it's over.
Callis is in his basement playing SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
The battle
I didn't
for
say that's the only
bottom.
Thing I played, Jess, but my favorite one was.
What's your favorite sports game?
Right. MLB The Show 11.
11?
Mm-hmm.
Why 11?
I think that's where they peaked, to be honest with you.
What's your reasoning for that?
I think that it was the right amount of like features with the right amount of solid gameplay. I think they've gotten too complicated later on, and they've tried to change things, and they've been bad changes.
Throw that in the comment box.
I think the best sports game of all time is NHL 94 on Sega.
Jeez.
It is the best sports game of all time. Like, I could sit there right now for hours and hours.
Hot take. Best sports game series of all time, Tony Hawk.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Yeah, their soundtracks were good, too.
They were good.
Yeah, phenomenal.
That's a good one.
I couldn't do it, though. I could never get...
Ollie?
Yeah, I could Ollie.
Probably my favorite game of all time.
And do the grind.
Because it was so antithetical to who I am as a human being, as a law-abiding Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
That was... Probably my favorite game.
Me too.
My favorite game.
Would you ever just sit there with the dudes and you would put in all the cheat codes and then you'd get whatever it was, the star rating all the way up to the top, and you just run from the cops for hours.
I'm sorry, I can't see you playing that game.
Who?
You Crowley.
Why not? I would turn the radio on.
This deal's going south.
It can't see me!
I would routinely just stop at all the stop signs, the red lights.
Change the radio station.
I was always changing the radio station.
I'm sorry I was going too fast.
Vice City, I would just drive right off the bridge and get eaten by a shark every time. Find out where the shark is.
Do you ever play Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yes.
Do you ever create the roller coaster? You just fly off and you see all the blood?
Yeah.
All the throw up. Don't clean up the place for like 2 days. I'd leave it at the computer on. Don't clean it up.
This is great.
throw it
up.
How
the hell did we get on this topic?
The Sims was great because if you got tired of one of the characters, you would just put him in the pool and then you would remove the stairs and these dumbasses wouldn't know how to get out of the pool. They would just swim until they died. It was awesome. What the hell's wrong with us?
I can't get out of the pool. Oh my God.
That's all you would do. You would take the what do you call it? The ladder off the pool, and they just be all over for him. Give us a ring. I don't know what we're doing today on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I really don't. I kind of do my own deal. Like, I don't like to go out. We don't do anything during the week because we wake up so early. Weekends are for family. I don't have a lot of FOMO, fear of missing out, for those uninitiated out there. I am so jealous of everyone right now playing NCAA 25. I'd be doing nothing but that.
Yeah.
It just look it college football is in the air. I think it's so good for college football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's part of the culture. You got people who, like, I haven't played video games in years. Like, really played video games in years. The last one of these that came out was 2014. Yeah. I would buy a system because of that.
Because of it, right?
Yeah. I feel this like is probably a bunch of dads out there doing that.
This is the perfect excuse for you to come to my house and play sometime.
Storm, will you have me over?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks for your invite, Callis. I got something else going on. Not going to be able to make it. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. All right, what were we supposed to talk about here? Oh, which coach right now in Pittsburgh sports, this red hot second, is the best? Jeff Capel signs through 2030. I think there's a reasonable argument it could be Jeff Capel. Let's chew on it some more. Let's let it coagulate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Simmer. You know it's the Open Championship when they flash it on the screen and it goes, the architects, Charlie Hunter in 1878. And George Strath in 1882 to 1887. Been playing golf at Royal Troon for a long time. Is this the best major? Mulsey says it is.
It's my favorite. I mean, Masters. Love the fact that you can get up and... What?
That's just so unfreaking American, man.
Okay.
You just... Do you like the tournament or just because you get to watch it?
I like the style of golf, too.
Okay.
I like the style of golf. I like the golf courses. I love the Masters. You know, the U.S. Open's fine. It's good. Coming to Oakmont next year. PGA's great. This is best.
What are you laughing about?
Because he just stopped mid-sentence, and your mouth was, like, to the ground.
He had, like, bitter beer. He had, like, bitter beer face over there.
Like, what? Like, what? Why are you looking at me like that?
I didn't know that people here.
You know what's un-American? Play it.
Play what?
This is un-American right here.
What the hell?
Right, being scared of everything.
All right, that's fair. Turnabout, fair play. One last thing on the video game deal we were talking about in the last segment. Someone texted, and this is an absolutely wonderful idea, that Craig Riley should buy a PlayStation 5 and the game, and we should have it here, and so that when we want to play it while we're in the bullpen or hanging out, and Doran, when we're prepping for the show, we could be playing NCAA 25.
I absolutely agree. It could be an expense. It's not like it has to come out of his pocket. Could it just be a work expense? I mean, we're learning about rosters, especially for myself, working with Mr. Pat Bostic every single Saturday. I need to learn rosters. I need to know about the Syracuse roster.
That's actually, like, genius. I'm going to play that to prep for games at home.
You yes. can.
And then we'll record it, and we'll make it as content of me just prepping for games.
Yeah, someone rushes for like 120. I don't understand why they're only a 78 in NCAA. This is This is out an outrage.
Oh, one of you guys need to drop that this year on the broadcast.
Thor, maybe that'll be your like little sideline deal this year. It's like, you know, Pat, a heck of a play by the guy only rated a 69 in college football. They say his speed is below average, but it looked fast to me. Back to you.
His swagger rating was a 90, but his wristbands are ugly.
I can hear Billy now. Pard, what are you guys talking about?
Nothing, Billy. We're good.
Bill, it's a video game.
You know what I love?
All right. Second and 10.
One of my favorite things is how every player's got an awareness rating. And if it's low, you're like, man, that guy's a dumbass.
Yeah, it just has no idea. Just catches the ball and runs backwards.
How does one judge awareness, you know, the likeness is really good. Like, I saw a shot of Rodney Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like him.
It's just like him. Just like him.
It's unbelievable.
You can't give me any more hell with that right there, Peter Brady. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Tweet us, please. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peter's Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And it is 8:24. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Okay, we put this off for like 40 minutes now, and I blame myself here. But Jeff Capel gets the contract extension through 2029-2030. Is he the best coach/manager in Pittsburgh sports right this very second?
For me, he is not. He is trending upwards, but I have to go with Mike Tomlin because of consistency. I can't even say it. Consistency. You look around, the consistency with Mike Sullivan, they haven't, you know, even been to a playoff berth for, 2 years? You look at, you know, Coach Narduzzi, you know, hasn't been to a championship or contended in at least 2 years. So, yeah, I have to go with Mike Tomlin for just the consistency. I know we bring it up a lot and no losing seasons, but it's kind of hard, you know. And then obviously we have Shelton, who I think I'll let Pat answer, but I think the better question is who's trending upwards more? Is it Shelton? Is it Capel? Is it Tom? Like, I think that could be the next following question after you answer.
Yeah, I think Mike Tomlin is the best coach in Pittsburgh right now. I think that's the only answer of the major sports. I think Jeff Capel has the best path to win a championship of all of them.
Wow.
In my opinion.
Hard to disagree with.
I'm just going to call a spade a spade. I think it's an uphill climb for the Steelers. I think they'll be better. Better, it isn't going to be that much when you look at who you're facing in the AFC. I think the Penguins are on the verge of a rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be honest. The Pirates aren't going to spend the money. They should, but it doesn't sound like they're going to. Jeff Capel's got all the ducks in a row. Support, given a contract extension, NBA players, great arena, great league. I'd love to argue that.
I think that to me, to kind of fold them both together, upward trajectory, I think it is Capel. And right this very hot second, I would also argue that it's Capel. What he has done in these 2 years is nothing short of, I mean, it's not miraculous, but it's a hell of a damn turnaround, and it's going up, up, up. I would actually, if Pitt football would have gone 7-5 last year, or 8-4, I would have said Narduzzi. He won an ACC championship, and they win 9 games the next year.
Yeah, it's just hard coming off. Like,
right.
I think Pitt football has been the one of the most stable programs around. But last year obviously was an anomaly, and hopefully that's what it was. I hope the Pirates have the most talent. When you look at top end talent and prospects, geez, and we've talked about this. They put a little bit of money into this thing. They got the place by the chokehold.
See, that's why I would go with Shelton. That's why I would go with Shelton, because I feel like their division is the easiest to win in. I mean, ACC and basketball and football.
The gap is just so wide in terms of spending.
But they also have the best player, arguably the best player in the sport.
Mm-hmm. Right,
they do.
And it's easier to surround that.
Look at who they're playing this weekend, though. Look at who they're playing this weekend. They're talking about not pitching and pitching them. They're playing a team that's got They've got Aaron Nola. Their pitching staff is legit. So they've got four guys that are the equivalent of two Paul Skenes, essentially. Because every night for four nights, they're going to pitch a top-tier pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the bats.
Well, and just real quick.
I mean, they're going into a gunfight with a knife.
To that
and
point.
And that knife is Paul Skenes.
Bryce Harper's making $27 million. Trey Turner's making $27 million. Aaron Nola's making $24 million. Zach Wheeler's making $23 million. Kyle Schwarber's making $20 million. Makes you sick. So I understand what you're
saying. The whole infield for the National League All-Star team was the Phillies.
But you don't have to worry about them.
No, you just need to get in the wild card right. Or your division. And we just saw the Pirates take 2 out of 3 from the Brewers. I think, Doran, that Shelton has the best opportunity to stake his claim to this if they're able to ascend to playoff heights.
Can I say one thing?
No.
We're talking about relativity here. The Steelers, what's the standard? Super Bowl. Or is it win a playoff game? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
The Pirates. Be relevant. Pitt basketball, I'm talking about them. Like, their evidence is we were a number one seed in 2009, 15 years ago. Not, we've got a really good pitcher and we want to get in the wild card. I'm talking about go win a championship. Path to a title.
National title.
Yeah. I don't think the Pirates are financed to do that.
I think they're built to do that, though. Like, if they get in, their pitching staff and their rotation. I mean, Smoltz said it the other night on the broadcast. Could you imagine the Pirates getting into the playoffs? Oh, my goodness, they'd be dangerous. Something of that nature. Like, they would be, because who would you face every night? Like, I understand they don't spend money, but if they actually scratch the surface, they, to me, have a legit chance of going through.
So you say you'd buy stock in them.
It depends on when.
Actually buy. They need to buy their own stock.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that, like, imagine if they had two more bats.
Right.
How dangerous they would be.
If they do that, then I'm with you 100% though, Doran.
Okay, but we're just talking about two more bats. It's not like they need six.
Right, because their starting rotation is so good.
Right, they do two, and that's the only moves they need to make, and we're talking about, yes, they'd be competitive if they get two. I'm willing to put money on that.
Are they going to do it?
They're going to make a move. At least they're going to make a move.
And I don't know who's out there, who's available. You guys are more well-learned on that than me.
But think about this, because you do bring up the Phillies rotation. Mm-hmm. And to Doran's point, okay, so Philly's going to throw out Nola, and they're going to throw out Wheeler, and they're going to throw out Ranger Suarez. They have the number one rotation in baseball by ERA. Pirates are third.
Yeah.
Pirates are third.
Right.
You get into a playoff series, you're going Skenes, Jones, Keller, Falter, Ortiz. I mean, you don't even have to go that deep. You just pitch the three guys. I mean, you got a chance against anybody, and if you added just for say, if you're looking for a name, Brent Rooker, who hit 30 last year and has hit 21 already this year, I think that changes everything. You don't need to score 5 runs a game.
Mm-mm.
Can you be middle of the pack offensively? Because if you are with that rotation and the way the bullpen's coming into form, I think you got a legitimate shot against anybody, any team in baseball with that rotation.
Like, I feel better, and this is not obviously to slight because this is a good conversation. Like, I feel better. Who's second in the division right now? The Cubs? Or is
it
the
Cards?
The Cardinals.
Yeah.
I feel better about the Pirates winning a series against the Cardinals than I do Pitt basketball taking two from North Carolina. And I'm not even, and whoever, you know, the number, okay, Duke is number one, say North Carolina's number two. I'm saying the number two team in the ACC. I see the Pirates taking a series of the number two team in the division over Pitt basketball taking two against North
Carolina. I mean, Pitt basketball is proof of the pudding. He split with Duke last year and lost 2 to Carolina. So, I mean, that's fair. I think, again, I think we're talking about a little bit different proposition, right? How are you financed? How are you positioned to grow? I would say that the footing is similar right now,
mm-hmm.
although the Pirates are 500, and they're the best player in baseball is pitched in – has 6 starts. So I think he's legit.
Look where we are, though. So we're having this conversation.
Right.
I just started to jot it down. Like, if we were to rank the teams in order of...
Yeah, it's not Steelers-Penguins.
Right.
Right.
Which is, I think, telling. And I think it also presents the opportunity for both those clubs to say, let's go.
Yes.
Here's my thing. Again, judging by where you're going to go, you're going to have to play Philly for the next 3, 4, 5 years. Skenes is prime. You're going to have to play Philly to go to the World Series. Do you give them a snowball's chance in hell of winning a series against the Phillies?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Paul Skenes just played.
They don't have the bats.
Okay, but so Paul Skenes goes up against the Brewers, and that's a really good team. They lead the division. They're one of the best teams in the National League, if not all of baseball. They don't get a hit. You can't win. You can win 1-0 in the postseason, too. And I really think that you can win 2-1 games because the old adage is, and
NLCS
I buy into
seven
this.
Games?
Yes. I buy into this. Good pitching can neutralize
good
hitting.
So you would pitch Skenes one and, although.
You pitch him twice.
Has that changed? Will they go Keller first in a wild card now, or you think it's Skenes?
I think it's Skenes.
I think it's Skenes now.
You think Wainer's tune has changed on that?
I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is a great conversation.
It is.
I'm happy we're having it because it's like there's meat on the bone now. You know, I want to see him. Again, it's easier said than done. I don't know their books. I don't know Bob Nutting. I know what people think. I just would love to see him throw some chips in.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw some chips in, man. Because like, it's one thing if you're going to ride your horse. It's another thing if you give him a full tank.
Those are mixed analogies. I hope you know.
But you can't fill
a horse with gas. It would die.
You can give that thing some.
What about
nice
horsepower?
Grain.
Horsepower.
And Doran figured it out.
I don't know if it's sustainable to just say we're going to win 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
And that's generally the run support the Skenes has had for the most part, except notwithstanding one game.
Look who won the world. Look who went to the World Series last year. Two worst to firsts.
Yeah.
I think that Major League Baseball playoffs are as big of a crapshoot.
Parody. Yeah.
Yeah, because the Yankees have had a winning record every season of my natural born life, save for I think maybe one, and they haven't won a World Series since 2009. The Dodgers are up there every year.
I really want to see Skenes pitch against Philly. I really want to.
All right,
see
let's
it.
Talk about that a little
really
bit coming back, and I hope it's Sunday because they'll be there. Also, the Steelers plus 400, the betting favorite to land Brandon Ayuk. What would that mean for the club? We've got Pat with us until 9 o'clock. Right now, you can, a reminder to text us at 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Pat Bostick in with us for one more segment. And we have not been able to get to everything we wanted to get to with Pat. If he was with us until 10, we would have been able to. But he is spurning us. He is blowing us off so he can go watch Tiger Woods tee off at Royal Troon at 9:42.
This is true.
I guess we'll allow it. I did, before we get into the Ayuk stuff, the Steelers now the betting favorite to land Ayuk at plus 400 in some gambling circles. I did want to ask this, because sometimes I talk into a microphone. I like to think I'm well-read. I try to understand everything. I don't understand why Clemson and Florida State would want to jump from the ACC to the Big 12 when, as I understand it, the TV payouts from the Big 12, it's like an incremental increase if they were to jump and do that.
I'll answer first in a short form and then Pat can really detailed explain it for everybody and tell me if I'm right or wrong on the pulse that I have here. I feel like they got caught. I feel like Clemson and Florida State wanted to join the SEC or Big Ten. Those two entities did not want them. They made all this hoopla and created all this mess about leaving and joining one of the big conferences, the super conferences. Those conferences said no, and now they're like, oh, bleep. Well, we can't go back.
We can't stay here.
We got to go and see if, you know, I was going to make a bad joke. If the third best entity wants us. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I think the ACC and Big 12 are in similar positions. I think what Florida State and Clemson have probably realized is that the challenge to the grant of rights in the ACC is going to be a tough hill to climb to get out of whatever financial responsibility would be required or payment would be required to get out of the ACC is going to be, it's going to be steep. I think what they're trying to do is corner the market and see if the Big 12 will shake things up and say, we're going to pay you double what everyone else is getting. And I don't know how plausible that is. I don't think it makes a whole hell of a lot of sense for the Big 12.
You don't want to see Florida State, Arizona State?
I would probably not watch that. But I mean, again, it's all about money. And that's why this all revolves around the dollar and multimedia rights guarantees and things like that. And the SEC has made it pretty clear, the Big Ten's made it pretty clear, they don't want to split the pie anymore. Because, you know, the pie's pretty darn big for the Big Ten and SEC right now, particularly the Big Ten. And the Big 12 and ACC are in a similar spot. I don't think the Big 12's agreement is as
ironclad
or long, so they could potentially shift or change.
Yeah, because ACC's is through 36,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, you throw a bag at Florida State or Clemson, I mean, I don't think it puts them in any position competitively in a more advantageous spot. Yeah, they might get paid more money, but they're going to have to pay a lot of money to get out of the ACC by everything I read and hear.
The ACC is not unstable unless those schools leave. That's the thing that just, and I understand it's all about money and all that. Like, I don't think the ACC is on any shaky ground unless Clemson says, we're out of here, Florida State says we're out of here, and so your power programs are gone. But as long as they remain, the ACC to me is still a strong, viable football conference.
Yeah.
And if you, I just, the it sucks. Mm-hmm. It all sucks. It really stinks for the layman fan,
yep,
who just wants to watch their games every Saturday. Now, there are some good things. Like, I'd be lying if I said I ain't going to watch Ohio State and Oregon this year.
Right. Texas, right? Alabama.
Oh, baby, give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So from a casual standpoint, that makes sense. But then you start thinking about, all right, if Clemson leaves, if Florida State leaves, what happens to the ACC? There and after that, what happens to Pitt? Because now the ground would be shaken under the feet of all those schools that do remain in the ACC.
Yeah, I'd be a heck of a lot more concerned if the SEC and Big Ten were still active buyers right now, but I don't think they are. I think they're content. I think they got what they wanted in terms of market. I mean, listen, Clemson's a national brand, Florida State's a national brand, but they don't bring anything to either television market that they don't already have.
Right.
Now, the Big Ten doesn't have Florida, but okay, I mean, their alumni bases are humongous, and they've got coast to coast. South Carolina, the SEC has it. Florida, the SEC has it. So what are you really looking for? And I think if there'd be a lot of Big 12 schools that would be upset if they took the same pie and gave Clemson and Florida State half of it and slivers to the rest of the Big 12 schools. I think you'd see collateral damage there as well. Now, would it be the likes of a Florida State or Clemson coming to an ACC? I don't know. But I think it's a lot of posturing. Now, Doran's point's valid. You say you're going to walk, you know, you want to barter, you want to negotiate. You realize the grass isn't necessarily greener, but your pride won't let you back down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, that's a really good explanation.
And then it's like, okay, like we got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go back. And these two places don't want us. So what's left? All right, hey, we're still here. Hey, we're Florida State. We think we're great, but you know, we're just really living in the past, and we haven't been great that long, but We think we have a lot to offer. We're going to be in the hole because we're going to buy our way out and pay all this money to get out of a conference to join your conference. Hey, we're Florida State. And Big 12 is like, okay.
Now the Big 12 is okay. 16 teams now.
Here's the other side of it. Here's the other side of it. You know, you go to the SEC or Big 10, you got to beat Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon. You go to the SEC.
Washington, USC.
Yeah, you got to go to SEC. You got to beat Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, Florida, Bama.
LSU. Ole Miss is having a resurgence.
Like, you know, be careful what you wish for some, you know, couple. They're making a lot of money at both of those schools. I can promise you that.
Well, in the 50-minute mark, by the way, is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. How did these schools within the ACC let it happen to where this TV deal's through 2036? Like, how do they all allow themselves to get boxed in the way that they got boxed in?
I think that the ACC was just behind. The Big Ten got out ahead of this TV deal, this network.
With help from ESPN and Fox.
Conversation, they did. Notre Dame obviously does their own thing. That's another wild card in all of this.
Right.
And they don't seem to be wanting to do anything. You know, the former CEO of NBC Sports is now their AD, Pete Pavakwa. So it's like, you look at...
I hate that.
You look at the ACC was behind. They got something. in an ACC network. So they signed a grant of rights. I don't know the exact years. Let's say it was 13 when they expanded. They signed it again in 16 because the network was going to – or 18. The network was going to come on, and ESPN had come on board. And it's like, let's lock this in.
Mm-hmm.
And change in leadership, change in landscape. It turns out to be far too long of a contract. And now would they have had – would they have brought more value on the open market? Potentially. I don't know. It also could have created a world in which you had a lot of schools leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? You know, when the SEC was looking to buy, if Clemson and Florida State were available,
right,
what that would have looked like. So I think it's easy to look back and criticize and critique. It is a long time. 18 years or whatever, whatever it is. It is a long time. Generally speaking, I don't think that's prudent.
We're still 12 years away from it.
What does it take to break that, though?
Well, I think if they get below 15 teams, I think that's the number. If it gets below 15 teams, it's voided. Or it's there's a look in and an opportunity to get out for a reduced rate. So it would take more than just Clemson and Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, come on, Pitt. Water's warm in a Big 12. Got a nice buddy, a little dance partner right there.
I think it's safe to say that everybody right now, to put a bow on this, is going to be focused on their own land. Now, you know, these board types and so forth at Clemson and Florida State are still looking at the landscape and trying to get value. But everybody in my chair, certainly, and more importantly in Heather's chair and the Chancellor or President's chair, is thinking, how are we going to make this work in 25 when we've got $22 million to pay out? Because that I don't care how much money you make, there is not an increment. Not even incremental revenue coming in to offset that. It's a big expense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big expense to deal with. It's going to change the game considerably, and we already know how much it's changed already.
Pat, this was really good, man. Thanks for joining
us. Appreciate it. Sorry I couldn't stay another hour, but I got duty calls.
Yeah, Tiger teed off 11 minutes ago. I'm so sorry you had to miss.
He's up at 9:42.
9:42.
West Virginia, math, the jokes just write themselves. All right.
Callis, you all right? Good to see you.
Coming up next, we've got some breaking Steelers news, and I've been teasing this for an hour. Brandon Ayuk, the betting favorite, the Steelers are, to land his services, so we'll get into that a little bit as well. Plus, John Heyman with the national report on the Buccos and what they might be looking to do at the deadline. First, though, fan weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 82, low of 65.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.